This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Throughout the season, we're going to do our best to talk to quarterbacks about the quarterback, and there is nobody to start this with better prepared, that understands, honestly, the problems at the quarterback position really since he stopped playing for the Burgundy and Gold, our friend Mr. Joe Theismann. Joe T, what up, man? How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you all doing?
We're doing good, brother.
We're great. Are you in town, Joe? Are you in D.C.?
Actually, I'm not. We're out of town for a few days, but and I'm okay. You know, I guess the clubs are closed on Monday. That's why B. Mitch is there, right?
Joe, man, you play way more golf than I do. Every time I go to a golf tournament, they say Joe just left.
If you were in town, Joe, we're live at Lost Rhino Brewing. I was going to buy you some chicken wings and maybe a growler, but since you're out of town, we'll take a rain check.
Appreciate the invitation. I'll be happy to take the rain check. You got it.
Sounds good, man.
All right.
Well, so did you get to watch the Commanders this weekend, and kind of what were your thoughts on the rookie quarterback?
I watched some of the game. I watched the beginning of it and had a chance to see what Jaden did. I mean, it's incredible that we get all the hype. Obviously, knew he had to be the number one pick, had all the hype, all the Heisman Trophy and the way he played ball and everything that we've seen going up until this football game on the road in New York, which is a different experience. You know, Beamish, you know what it's like. It's different to open at home, and then it's different to be on the road. And yep. He comes out and he does some really, really special stuff. And you basically want to say to yourself, as advertised, it's a very small sample, but I think it's enough to get us excited about his ability. And I think it's a little bit of an indicator of what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do with this offense. We have not necessarily been a very good downfield football team. And that's the way you score points. And our biggest thing has been, we've been scoring around 20, 21 points, and it's just not enough in this league today to be able to win football games. So you have to get the chunk yards. You have to throw the ball down the field. And that dime he threw yesterday was very, very impressive.
Yes. You know, and he does that in practice all the time, Joe. But when you look at the running play when he went into the end zone, you see how that defense was playing very, very careful in a sense, which I think is going to make other defenses have to be concerned about the ability for him to do that as well.
You really have to. I mean, it's the thing about having the ability to run, it's the threat by itself that creates opportunities, and that's exactly what Jaden is able to do. You know, the read option is something that's become a big part of football of the last 5, 7 years, and you need someone with that athletic ability. But the thing you have to temper yourself as a young guy is you have to know when to run, and you have to know when not to run. And that is something that I've noticed watching him in practice a little bit. He has great pocket discipline. He's not in a hurry to get out of there. They're going to call running plays for him to be able to use his legs, which is great. And he's going to be smart about it. That's the big thing. He has to be smart about running. Somebody asked me this the other day. Well, what do you expect from Jaden Daniels? I want him to play 17 at least football games. I want to see him line up every week. Because each week he lines up, he's going to learn more. He's going to get better. And this is the big thing that you need. Mitch, and you know this, when you studied film, if you could study yourself, you know why you made the decisions that you made. It's the same thing at the quarterback position. It's one thing to sit in a quarterback room and watch somebody work, but you don't know what's in his head. Now, if you're out there on the field and you're making decisions, you know why you made it, and that's something you can improve on. And so for me, if he stays healthy, I think we're going to be perfectly fine. And that's the big thing. And, you know, it's a demanding season. It's a lot different than college ball.
It's, you know, Joe, there's been a lot of rookie quarterbacks, you know, high first-round draft picks, whatever. And so much has seemed to go wrong, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just curious. I'm sure you've got to talk to him. And in the last 10 years, we've seen Robert. We've seen Dwayne. You go further back, they draft Jason Campbell. Jaden, to me, just seems different as a person, as you know, kind of a worker, as the first guy in, all those things. I'm curious what you've thought of him. You know, on the field, we saw at LSU, and now we saw just a little brief, you know, snapshot. But what have you learned of him as a dude?
I think a lot of guys have to learn how to be professionals. Jaden comes in knowing how to be a professional. He knows how to study. I guarantee he knows how to take care of his body. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but you don't need to be. If you take care of yourself, if you're smart, if you protect yourself. He has great study habits. You know, they use the virtual goggles, which, you know, really, you know, it's different than when we played. Heck, the only goggles we ever wore was when we went into the tub. That's all we ever wore when we were, you know, when we were feeling pretty good. We go in the tub, sit down, and put some goggles on. But now you have a chance to be able to study the game more in depth, and he wants to do that. He embraces that. That's the thing you hear about the coaches talk about, him wanting to embrace the change, the newness, the challenge that's ahead. You know, he understands what this stage is all about. He's played on the big stage. He's won the Heisman Trophy. You know, Mike Denbrock did a great job with him down at LSU. Now we have Mike at Notre Dame, which I'm excited about as well. But I just, you know, when you say, what are you looking for in a young quarterback, he fits the bill. You know, he's humble. He understands what he needs to do. And at the quarterback position, what we really are is facilitators. It's our job to get the ball to the right people so that they can do their job. But still, it all depends on the five guys up front. We could talk to, we're blue in the face about the position, about what needs to be done. And like I say, he checks all the boxes. But to be able to have time, to be able to do the things that you need to do from that position, it requires those five guys up front to be able to do their jobs as well.
And you watch him in the pocket. He seems to be a guy who can – who works the pocket very well, and he gets rid of the ball rather quickly. You know, when you're talking about an offensive line trying to come together, that quarterback with his timeliness can help them out a little bit as well, don't you think?
Tremendously. It's a great point. Great point. If you hold the ball, your offensive line can only hold it for so long. And with these speed rushers today, Tom Moore, who coached in Indianapolis and had Peyton Manning, Tom and I used to talk all the time, guys. We did football camps many, many years ago, and he's always been a great friend and a great quarterback mind. And when he got Peyton Manning, he told me, I said, what do you want to do with him? He said, I want to do two things. I want to make sure he doesn't get beat up physically, and I want to make sure he doesn't get beat up mentally. And by not getting beat up physically, you get the ball out of your hands quickly. It protects your quarterback, and it protects the guys up front. So they have a little bit of a, you know, they have that clock in their head as well. So they know when you're supposed to get rid of the ball. They understand the concept. And if you hold it a beat longer, they know they're going to get beat. And then you want to be able to have routes that you can get the ball out of his hands. You don't want him standing back there waiting on an 18-15 comeback. You know, you've got to put him on the move. You've got to put him with play action. And, you know, our running back room is very deep. Our wide receiver room, I believe, is very deep. So you've got complements around him. Now you want to be able to put him in a situation where he gets protected with the things that you do in the concept of the offense.
Joe, thank you so much for making time for us, man. We really appreciate it.
I love visiting with you guys. Take care. Hope to see you soon.
All right. Get to that tea time.
That's Joe Theismann. Give him a follow at Theismann7. Awesome to hear Joe T talk about Jaden. Hopefully,
think about this. If you don't want him to check off to it, don't teach it to him.
Right.
That's all I'll say.